summary of the news headlines at 8 p.m. on Saturday, the 19th of May. Riots have broken out in the refugee camps in Chad following an attack on food trucks held up by rebel forces. There is some evidence to suggest that the supporting unit troops opened fire on civilians. There are unconfirmed reports on gunfire in the centre of London, close to central offices of the Hand of Peace. Witnesses say they saw a large black limousine leaving the area at high speed. Official police sources have refused to confirm or deny the reports. Now there's a surprise. Hopefully we'll have more for you in the late night bulletin.
Oh, this feels good. A strong body, two heartbeats, so much potential. I want to cause so much chaos, and I can.
What are you talking about?
Oh, if only you could see your face, Reverend. You look so startled, confused. All this too much for you?
I don't understand. They break the door down, take one look, and then go and stand guard in the corridor.
Perhaps they were stunned into submission by your righteousness. Or bored. I know I'm bored by it.
And what happened to you? One minute you're unconscious and the next you're speaking in strange voices and taking charge.
Well, I could pander to you by claiming it was beyond your comprehension in a pompous voice, or bow before me, you snivelling worm. To be honest, I haven't got the time or the energy. Just sit yourself in the corner while I try to do something amazing.
I'll pray for your soul.
Then do it quietly.
All UK Bloodhound units return to base for debriefing. US Bloodhound units 7 and 9 remain on standby in UN building for orders from Bloodhound leader. And for God's sake, stay away from General Lethbridge Stewart security detail. We're having enough problems with plausible denial of the failed extraction in London without having to explain ourselves to the top brass. Trap 6 out. Comms, boost the power to the psychotronic relays and let me know as soon as we get a link-up signal from New York.
Calling Trap 6! Trap 6! Can anyone hear me?
This is Trap 6. Who is this?
Johnson, sir. Security detail in old lab building. It's all gone mad here, sir.
What's wrong, Johnson? Is the doctor there?
No, sir. But it's... TARDIS, sir. It's gone black. Breaking the lab window.
No. Johnson, Johnson. What's happening down there?
We're pulling out, sir.
Comms, I'm heading down there. Keep me informed of progress in New York.
You see, Reverend, the powers of evil do have their uses.
Evil? Lord, preserve us.
Oh, do be quiet, Reverend. All this godliness is becoming... you know.
How can one man...
Shut up! If I didn't need you right now, I'd be showing you the full extent of my new capabilities. As it is, you're just lucky to still be alive. Perhaps you should pray for your own salvation, Reverend, because the way things are going...
You wouldn't...
Perhaps you'd like to test me and find out.
No.
Sorry, Reverend. I didn't quite catch that.
I'm sorry!
That's better. Defiance is far more satisfying, isn't it?
Push me much more, and I may not be able to turn the other cheek.
Do feel better now? Much as I'm enjoying this, there isn't really time to carry on. We've got work to do. Now, help me push that bed in here.
Here are the final headlines at 11 o'clock. The nuclear standoff between India and Pakistan shows no sign of abating. Both sides accuse the other of escalating the violence in the disputed territories. The US Defense Secretary has called for both sides to attend urgent talks at the UN to try to mediate the situation. What a joke! Why don't they just get on with pressing the damn button? Two men have been shot dead by armed police after they opened fire with automatic weapons in a crowded shopping mall in Leeds today. Oh, get that bloody music off! I pity viewers that the powers that be don't want you to know the truth. That there was a failed assassination attempt on Dr. Jürgen today. And no, I won't shut up and you can't stop me. It's the government and the BBC who don't want you to know what's really going on!
Well, apologies there, we seem to be having a technical problem. While we wait for the weather, there's just time to tell you about a change to tomorrow night's panorama. A former employee of UNIT blows the lid on how the secretive agency has frequently acted against the interests of the human race.
I've personally witnessed operations where UNIT have acted against direct orders from both the UK government and UN headquarters.
That's UNIT, Friend or Foe, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on BBC One.
We have just arrived. Make sure everything is ready, including our other guests. Well, gentlemen, destiny awaits. How does your shoulder feel, Mr. Bradley?
Sore, though not as bad as if I'd been shot, I suppose. Bouncing off you into your car wasn't exactly my most heroic moment.
Nevertheless, saving my life is no small thing. You have shown yourself to be a remarkable man, perhaps one who might find the hand of peace as a grateful employer?
Who knows? You certainly move in exalted circles.
Indeed. Let us pass through security and then the real work can begin.
Private Brian, Unit UK Division, standard issue, MOC, semi-automatic pistol with single 11-round clip, authorised weapon carrier under UN Resolution 25359.
Authorised user, pass on through, sir.
Yes, sir. Unfortunate is the word. Well, they seem to anticipate the extraction, sir. No sign of the doctor. Well, given the incident in the lab, I think we would have to assume worst-case scenario, sir. Bryant and Bradley are registered as entering the UN offices with Jürgen. Yes, sir. I'll coordinate the attack from here. Thank you, sir.
Well, gentlemen, please come in and make yourselves comfortable. I have a number of important details to go over, but I will rejoin you as quickly as I can.
Oh, hello. I'm Ed.
Reverend Philip Walker. Seems I'm the last righteous man in a kingdom of evil.
But I would have thought the church would have supported the Hand of Peace, or at least what they were trying to achieve.
Support them? That's a joke considering all they've done. By their fruit shall you know them.
You really know how to cheer a guy up, don't you, Padre? Next, I suppose, you'll be casting out demons and striking down the unworthy.
All that is required for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. That's what I've been doing, but not anymore. It's time to make a stand and stop this before it really gets out of hand. You have to get away from here, Ed, before it's too late.
So, typical religious mumbo-jumbo. Science finds a way to really help people. And what does the church do? Start throwing evil around as an accusation, just like you did against those other blokes. You lot just can't stand to see people happy, is that it? Damn it, why is my head so damn itchy?
Oh no. You bear the mark of the beast. I'm not talking to you.
What the hell are you talking about?
The mark of the beast! On your head! You're one of them!
What? Oh, this. No, it's just a skin reaction to... What the hell have they done to me?
The serpent rises. We're all doomed!
This is the World Service from the BBC. Here are the headlines at 2 o'clock British summertime on Sunday the 20th of May. World leaders remain locked in talks at the UN over a number of issues of food production and energy reserves. A number of major countries outside the G7 nations have threatened to pull out unless major concessions are made. Huge demonstrations have occurred outside G7 embassies across the world, complaining about food shortages, the actions of the UN, and supporting the hand of peace. Meanwhile, the western coasts of the Americas will have the best view of an annular eclipse of the sun. Central American countries have a national day of celebration to welcome the Aztec tradition of the Day of the Snake.
Gentlemen, the world teeters on a knife edge. Let us see what we can do about that. Firstly, Bryant, I'll have your gun.
I can't do that, sir.
Wrong.
What the?
A word to the unwise. If you develop a telepathic communication system, do not use it around telepathic enemies. I'll take this. Go into that corner and sit on your hands. Twitch, and I will burn your brain out.
Wait a minute, what's going on? Where did you get the doctor's thingy?
Mr. Bradley, please go and sit next to Mr. Walker. You may have been an unknown element once, but a human from the future poses no threat to our plans.
What? How do you know that?
I'm sure you'll work it out soon enough, Mr. Bradley. You know, I think despite these moments of stupidity, you really could be a great asset to the Hand of Peace. Our associate seems to think so. That's why we've marked you.
Yes, I was about to ask you about that. Why does my head hurt? What has your miracle process done to me?
The implanted crystal does drain your negative emotions, but the system works both ways if we want it to. That's what makes you humans so much fun. A little push here and there, and you'll happily commit mass murder.
Me? I'm not really the type that goes in for mass murdering. I can't stand the sight of blood.
Ed, listen to me. Why don't you pick up Bryant's gun? Go on. You're frightened and angry.
I won't.
Just listen to me, Ed. Hold it. Feel it in your hand. Don't you feel better now? It gives you power. It gives you strength.
No. But it does if I point it at you, you madman.
It wouldn't do any good anyway. He's not the source of the evil. He is.
Hello, Ed.
Trap 6 to Bloodhound Unit 7 and 9. All contact with Bloodhound leader lost. IR telemetry has confirmed presence of secondary threat. Switch mine net off at the end of this transmission and switch to SatNet standard. All units move to floor 16 and eliminate all in target office. I repeat, maximum prejudice against Jorgen and the Doctor.
You, Doctor, in charge of all this?
Shocking, isn't it?
I'm rather surprised, yes. Got to say, I like the new suit, though, and the slicked hair is rather cool.
Mad Professor Sheik really doesn't suit my new position.
This is all some ploy, isn't it?
Sadly, not. There's a universe of possibilities out there, Mr. Bradley. So much chaos to be caused. So much revenge to be had. And, you know, of all the companions to have by my side, you just happen to be the one.
Me? What makes me so special?
Oh, come on, Ed. Don't say you're not tempted. I always knew you wanted something more than rushing round the universe saving people and planets. Join me, and I'll make sure you get that. We'll just destroy if we like. In fact, anything we like is the order of the day.
Thought so. Far as I can see, everything that was special about the Doctor I knew is gone. Why would I want to join you?
Oh, you're not going to get all self-righteous on me, are you? Selfish Edward Bradley, thinking of others before himself.
I am not selfish.
No? Then why are you trying to stop the Hand of Peace? Why stop them doing their good work, helping others?
Help them to what? There's not much actual helping going on from what I've seen so far.
But you wouldn't have chosen to do this, to make a little gesture a few months back, would you? Why would you choose to make so futile a gesture now?
Because, well, because it's what you do.
Not any more.
Well then, I'll just have to stop you too.
Oh, that'll be a laugh. Go on, stop me, Ed. Stop me now. The door isn't locked. You could run away.
Yeah, and how far would I get without the TARDIS? I'm not running away. Well, not yet, anyway. Not till you tell me what made it worth changing sides.
Everyone turns in the end. The wheel turns, and the opportunity arises to try something different. I love it, Ed. This feeling, the feeling that I can do anything, and I want to share it with you.
I don't want to be what you've become.
You have no idea of the power within me. I could make you yield.
Go on then, make me join you.
I'd rather you chose to join me, Ed. You could have anything you want. Welcome back, Jorgen. I see you brought my old friend with you.
And I trust you've had an inspirational chat with Mr. Bradley.
I'm not really very inspired by anything you two have to offer.
Good for you, Ed.
You've really been led by the nose the past few days, Ed. Perhaps you haven't realised that your bodyguard is Major Bryant, head of Unit's Assassination Bureau. Unit didn't want you to get close to solve anything. They just wanted Bryant close enough to wipe out Jorgen and the Hand of Peace.
But this Hand of Peace, it's aliens making it worse, isn't it?
The Mara are born from your ignorance and hatred. We are part of you. Your technology is not great enough to produce a great crystal, but when the time is right, all those who have felt the Hand of Peace will be able to lose themselves in their true nature, and the Mara will be reborn.
With the help of my old friend Campo here, I can channel the Mara from the dark places beyond into every crystal fragment there is. Imagine, Ed, you want revenge upon Unit, don't you? You want to punish Major Bryant here for nearly getting you shot, don't you? Well, you've got his gun. It would be so easy. Seize that power, Ed. You've got to feel vindicated. He's pretty powerless now. You could do whatever you liked. Just squeeze the trigger. End his life.
I can't stop it. I can't stop myself. I can't do it!
Bloodhound 9 report flash grenades attached to adjoining office walls. Bloodhound 7, full para, one entry in 3 minutes. I repeat, 3 minutes. Remember, the Doctor and Mr. Jorgen are to be taken down, whatever the cost.
Jorgen, I think we need to have the Major and the Reverend processed.
What about this one?
Leave him with me. I have unfinished business with my friend.
And the other?
Ah, yes. Campo. He's given us so much. Taught me all I know. And gave me the finest gift of all. The opportunities created by opening my mind to the Mara.
I've seen those possibilities. The whole population of the world under your control, indulging in whatever you wish. That's not something I can allow.
I can't wait to see how he plans to stop us.
Maybe he'll pray for our souls.
He could douse us in holy water.
Throw a Bible at us.
Stop! Leave him alone!
Your conscience pricking you, Ed, because mine isn't.
This isn't the hand of peace. It's the hand of humiliation, of degradation. You both make me sick.
Oh, ouch! I think you'd better bow down before me, Ed. We can't have free will like that.
Enough of these games. The Time Lord is almost spent. It is time.
I agree. Goodbye, old friend. How ironic it is that by helping someone in need, you have ended up in such a wretched place, your mind on the tiny threshold between death and regeneration. The keystone keeping the Mara trapped. In many ways, we have the same mind, and it was his reaching into my dreams that showed me what I had to do. All I do is give the process a little push.
Where has he gone? What have you done?
Broken your bridge. You're all alone in the dark places inside Jürgen's mind, and you're never getting out.
You fool! The Hand of Peace will do my work, a little slower perhaps, but my brothers will rejoin me. Humanity will still kneel at my feet. The cattle will still maim and steal and... No, I have nowhere to go. This flesh is growing cold. I must escape it.
It's over. Now go. Leave the human race alone.
Trapped. The walls are closing in. Like a jam jar. Round and round the walls go. I can see only me.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Reverend Philip, wasn't it? Perhaps you should let me have the gun now. That's right. Thank you. It's all over.
Bryant, get out there and stop your trigger-happy chums.
I'm not taking orders from you.
He's right, Major. Someone needs to sort this out. Go on, please.
Sir, you take care of the Doctor. There are lots of people that'll want to question him.
Doctor?
Yes. It really is me, before you ask.
And?
I'm so sorry for putting you through all of that, and for not warning you.
So you bloody well should be. You hurt people, Doctor. You broke poor Philip here. Made him commit murder.
Another action I have to live with. Philip was one man against the millions of people at risk from the Mara.
That doesn't make it right.
No. No, it doesn't. There were high risks, and all I wanted to do was save my oldest friend.
Yes, but look at the cost.
I know, Ed, I know. I nearly lost my mind. All I can say is thank goodness for you. Your strength made a bad situation much better.
Is it over?
Yes, Ed. It's all over.
The full UN Council have issued a joint statement announcing great progress on all of the issues that have plagued the world over the last few months. They have given a detailed timetable of measures that will be taken to restore food supplies to those nations currently suffering from shortages. Questions still arise over the mysterious disappearance of Dr. Carl Jorgen, head of the Hand of Peace. His private hyperjet is still missing after it left New York last night. All Hand of Peace clinics have been closed, but there are still crowds of protesters outside many of them, with supporters claiming a government cover-up over the circumstances surrounding Dr. Jorgen's disappearance. Once again, I would like to thank the BBC for their support during my recent difficulties, which I will be describing along with other sufferers in tonight's rescheduled Panorama programme. That's how I lost my mind and found it again, at 10 p.m. on BBC One.
Shouldn't we hang around for a few days? Get things sorted out with UNIT before we leave?
I'm not sure it's a good idea to let me anywhere near UNIT at the moment, Ed. I don't like the direction they've been working in.
Right. So if you don't mind my asking, what happened to your friend? And how come you didn't stay all demon-possessed?
Campo got caught by surprise. They tortured him to almost the point of breaking. But Time Lord's minds are not like human minds, Ed. Both he and I were able to keep the Mara happy while working against them. But it was stronger than I thought. It pushed and pushed and pushed at me. I thought I was stronger than it was, but I suppose we all have some dark ideas inside us somewhere. I banked on the fact that you'd be strong enough to resist the temptation.
You obviously caught me on a good day.
Or maybe you're less than perfect anyway. I think maybe that helped. They do say you need a thief to catch a thief.
Maybe. So, what of Campo?
It was his idea, you know. To push him into the dark place of the inside, by regenerating his body while his mind was elsewhere, to let him go into the darkness where I couldn't follow. The energy he gained will allow him to guard the Mara for another whole lifetime. That's what he gave his life for.
And so the human race is rescued once again?
No, not really. Do you want to know the most important part of the Mara's plan? Of all the harm, wars, deaths, and anger that has swept across the world over the last few months, the Mara was responsible for almost none of it. The human race was. Your capacity for self-destruction and delivering misery on a worldwide scale is almost unprecedented throughout the galaxy.
But there is some good in us. You've seen that.
Yes, but not today.
It is time for you to leave me, my young friend.
But where are you going?
Where you cannot go yet. You have your own path to follow. Trust yourself to find it, and you will find me.
So, I won't ever see you again?
I cannot say. The darkness is moving in, and I cannot see.
Don't go.
I must. Follow your path, my friend.
Goodbye, old friend. Come on, Ed. Let's get away from here. Oh, and Ed?
Yes?
Just what is all this gunk in my hair?
We interrupt this program to bring you this emergency bulletin. It has just been announced by the Secretary General that the United Nations is to be disbanded at the end of the week. The historic organization is to be replaced by a new system of world zones, which it was felt would allow smaller countries to have a greater say in the issues that directly affect themselves and their neighbors. As a consequence of this, all UN forces except those on humanitarian missions have been recalled, and UNIT has had its operational licenses suspended with a view to its dissolution.